All right, 11 of 15.
That's
what the
ugly.
Heck is this? Which company made this car?
And why should
Opel,
be the next part of
Mercedes,
it?
Mercedes, Volkswagen, or Porsche?
I'm going Opel.
It's got to be, right? That's not any of the other ones. It's got to be
looks
Opel.
Looks like a Mitsubishi logo.
Yeah, let's,
but
go,
let's
Opel.
Go Opel.
What? What?
What?
Welcome back to the very special one-year anniversary of the Third Pedal Podcast.
Woo!
Cheers to a year.
Oh, cheers.
Boom.
Clink.
Boom. Can't kinda believe it's been a year
sound.
Already.
I know.
That actually made a great sound. it's been a year. Obviously, we're not at episode 52. That would be great. We took that break. Everybody was having kids and stuff. But I'm happy we found a groove now. We're getting back to it, producing consistently. It's crazy. A year ago, we did the whole Tale of the Dragon
trip.
Seems
like we just started this thing.
Yeah.
And like we were just in our garage always talking about cars. We should probably bring
like,
you guys in on our conversations
right,
too.
Right.
I think they're halfway interesting.
Right. Because that's the whole, our whole entire vision with this was just we didn't have this type of car podcast, like a funny, casual kind of thing that you could easily listen to or whatever.
Yep.
But we're not making it because we think we're super whatever. We're the only ones who, we're just creating something that's a good, I'm not going to say that because we are the only ones who can. We literally created this thing just so we could involve more people in the conversations that we have regularly, because I think this is the kind of thing people enjoy listening to. This is something that I was looking for in a podcast.
Right.
So it's, I don't know, it's just cool kind of stay up to date content.
Yeah, like we are
community.
You guys.
Right.
We are
right.
Not full-time
no.
car people.
No.
Supercar
right.
owners, whatever.
Right.
We're...
It's literally that the meme that you posted of the little iceberg with the giant thing underneath. I'm kind of into cars. I have a super unhealthy obsession right. with cars. Way too much effort. Yeah. That's literally what this podcast is and what this came out of. But it's been awesome. Thank you so much for coming along for the ride.
Yeah, hanging with us for a year. Happy anniversary to you guys.
Yes. Yeah,
happy just hanging with us for the ride.
Nice. Yeah. So it's crazy. Can't believe it. Already a year since the Tale of the Dragon trip. But anyway, on the Tale of the Dragon trip.
Yes.
Sounds like you have some stuff that you would like to share.
Yeah. So for people who haven't been watching since day one, we did
basically
what sparked this whole thing, right?
Yes.
We did a guy's road trip. It was right before a lot of stuff was happening.
Right.
Tyler and his wife were about to have their daughter.
Yep.
My wife and I were about to have our daughter.
Yep.
It was I was basically not in panic, but hey,
no.
Our life's going to change really, really fast.
Right.
We should do something as brothers.
And we've been talking about doing something like this for such
so
a long time
long.
Of some, is it Pike's Peak? Is it this? Is it whatever?
Yep.
And then this came together very quickly. We were hey, this is when Tyler's baby's going to be due.
Yep.
We got to figure something out before then.
And we do enough time before so we're not speeding back
right.
to get him to the delivery room or whatever.
Yeah. Not in the panic zone, but enough. And it was a quick, what did we... It was only a Thursday. No, it was a Friday through a Sunday, right?
It was Friday. Yeah, Friday through Sunday, because we drove all day Friday, slept, drove.
Yep.
Drove. It was driving the whole time.
Right.
I put 6,000 miles on my car probably.
But I don't think it was 6,000.
Well, it was 2,000 just to drive.
Was it?
Yeah.
We didn't drive 3,000, 4,000 miles.
Okay,
we're
I exaggerated. Okay, you got me.
How many miles is it? 11.
We got lost, remember?
Yeah, we did. No, we drove a lot, actually.
So 5 miles more. No, we did drive a lot, but it was all day Friday driving to get there.
Yep.
But we ate, slept, got up, and pretty much went right there.
Yep.
And
right over
I was super sick the whole time.
Right.
And I took that gas station medicine to hopefully make me feel better.
Yes.
So I had you do the run first just in case I'd pass out or whatever. And all day driving there and then got back, banged out a bunch of episodes. It was first ones.
Yep.
What did we do? Four?
Yeah,
straight
we did
in a
four
row?
Cause we didn't know. We just brought stuff and we didn't even know. We had no structure for a podcast at all. We were just let's just try talking.
Which if you've listened to the first four,
it's apparent.
You're we know. We know.
We're fully aware.
But it was just the most fun. And then after that, we were so hyped up. It was 2 a.m. and we're should we just drive back? And we did. We just drove.
We
just
got because there was that huge storm coming in and then we were why don't we just leave now and then I remember we all talked about too it'd be funny if we left now, but usually our wives don't want to do that, they just want to stay, and then we're like
do you want
to
no wives
do it? So we
in
did
the car.
We just left and almost died on the way home because
there was definitely
was
some sketchy so it was this was end of March 2021.
Yep.
If you guys look it up, there was a huge rainstorm in Kentucky, Tennessee.
Yep.
That's where we were driving through Kentucky basically during it. Tons of flooding, horrible things.
Right.
It was crazy that happened. But so that was happened to be the time that we're cool, let's do this. So we're talking hydroplaning on the highway. Because, you know,
three
if you drive
in the morning
and you drive through Kentucky, it's just these rolling hills of driving through their highways. So you'd get to the low point and it'd be a little, it looked like a lake to me when we're driving and you see it, you know, it's dark, there's no street lights or anything, and it looks like you're about to drive into a lake, and I'm just like, all right, this is gonna be cool. So it probably wasn't, it was like a puddle most likely, but felt like it when you hit it, especially with slick-ish summer tires, you know. So a couple moments of hydroplaning. Do you remember we almost hit that tree? The fallen tree. Someone was
There's
sleeping
just a
in the
branch
back,
sticking up. On the side of the road.
Like a big one, straight out into this whole lane. It was just like, just like get out of there. And get back.
And that complete hydroplane. I think I was driving for that one hydroplane, and we were just like, ah.
And we're like, well, that's we're the alive. Thing. That's what we felt like, right? It was like,
yeah. Outside, but it was just
completely silent, just like. And afterwards, like, bro, that was nuts. Yeah, it was.
Tyler asleep in the back like, what just happened?
Okay, so last thing on this trip before we get into the Fail the Dragon, one of the I think most memorable funny things that happened while we were driving was coming back through Chicago on the way up. Do you remember this? Tyler was in the back and I was driving and we're both in the front, and if you drive from south to north, you know, like roads are getting like worse and worse and worse as you go. So like Chicago kind of sucks, but we do too in Wisconsin. So can't really give them that much hate, but there's this one part on the highway and it was like, so it wasn't a big bump, but it was like a big change, a like hump in the road. And you didn't really notice it. You just started like sinking down in the seat as you're coming up, and then it just dropped back. And I remember it felt like slow motion. You like look in the rearview mirror, and I imagined it probably didn't work like this, but I imagined it, I could just see Tyler. I know for sure he hit the side of his head on the roof, and he's just like, like he lifted off from the seat.
It was so funny because he wanted to ride in the back too. Yeah. Like he was comfortable back there, but he was just like he's a big guy and he was just like back there.
None of us could fit back there.
Oh, man.
Like
it was
Audi
not great back seats.
A3 S3 RS3 is a sedan, to call it a sedan.
Right.
You know, like the back seats are so small. So it was so funny.
Oh, that's funny. I forgot about that part. So that part was so funny.
Tons and tons of super fun driving. Yeah. And we avoided any issues, really. My brakes smoked for a little bit.
Yeah.
We like smoked them my first time on the way down because I drove hard.
Yep.
And then everything, we avoided pretty much any issues.
Yeah. We did everybody. We did like three really good runs. Yeah. And then drove around all the mountains and stuff out there.
And then we had a couple like easy ones.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And that one, I think it was like one of our last, might have been the last time on the way down that
the Volkswagen,
the Golf R. That was like, and I was like, I have a stage one tune. And he's like, oh, cool. I'm 600 something horsepower.
Yeah. We're like,
I was like, oh, I'm not even in the same ballpark.
Yeah. That was not, and then he's like, they took off. Or no, they followed us. We took off first.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're behind us. We're like, oh, let's move over and let them go past. And then they did. And then we're like, let's see if we can keep up. And like two turns and we didn't see them anymore.
They were gone. And it was that and a Civic Type R, I think, right?
Yeah. And we felt sketchy at the speed we were going.
Yeah.
Like it felt dicey when we were like, our brakes are not the greatest.
Now, to give us the benefit of the doubt, we did have three of us in the car.
True.
A little more weight.
True.
You know.
True.
So they had one small guy in the car. So I bet if it was just one of us driving, we would have smoked him.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
We would have got him. Yeah.
That was a sweet car, though. That car was set up really well.
That was fun. So anyways, we avoided any issue. I didn't see any issues there.
No, other than the harrowing. So for anyone who doesn't know what the Tail of Dragon is, it's this guy here. It's on my shirt. We have the sign from it behind us here. It's a road that is a true statement. 318 turns in 11 miles.
Yeah.
It's insane. This is the actual route of it.
That's the route. Let's put, I'll send you the picture so we can put it in.
Okay.
Right here, there's a drone shot
of
the roads.
Yeah.
And just seeing it curl through, like, it is so much fun.
And it's,
to drive.
Yeah, it's the driver's dream because it's, you know, it actually is just a state, one of the county highways or whatever. It's one of the roads, a route there. But this is a thing. It's very popular in the car community, the motorcycle community, especially.
Yep.
Tons of people flock here to drive with their cars. There's photographers stationed at a lot of the key turns that you can get pictures of your car going around the track or the track, the road. So before you start it, there's the beginning of the Tail of the Dragon, and there's the, I think they call it the Tree of Shame. Is that what it's called?
Tree of something. So,
whatever it is. But it's this tree, and it's a very, it's a humbling moment because you're getting into this. You know that the road's kind of sketchy. You know that it's a lot of curves and all this other stuff. Is that what it's called? Yeah, the Tree of Shame.
Tree of Shame.
So it's all basically car parts and motorcycle parts, helmets, things like that from people who have either totaled their vehicle, gotten injured, or died on this road. And it's not like four things. Like, it is a tree that is completely covered in like motorcycle fairings and helmets and boots and gloves and all
like
this kind of stuff.
Car parts. And,
So like everybody, it's like all fun and games. And then it's like a weird, like silent respect getting to that tree and looking at it and being like, oh, this is serious.
I'm glad they have that.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's a pretty like intense thing to have, but I'm glad they have it because it is a good reminder to be like, right. take this seriously, right. Because it's not only a curvy road,
right.
It's a curvy road on a mountain,
mm-hmm.
with trees,
right.
And like with, besides the environment, all the other people driving,
right.
Which is like why I have some of these videos that will show.
Hey guys, sorry to interrupt this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, but I have a very special announcement to make that I frankly couldn't wait any longer for. We have officially launched our merch store at thirdpedalpodcast.com. So a lot of you guys have been emailing in, you've been commenting, asking, hey, where can we get a t-shirt? Where can we get some stickers, hoodies, all that jazz? And frankly, we just wanted really cool car stuff to wear too. So here we are. We've got hats, we've got hoodies, stickers, things like that. I want to walk you through some of the designs. So first up here, life's too short to drive boring cars. What else needs to be said? This is kind of all of our mantra. It's got the lettering design in the back by yours truly and Third Pedal Podcast logo on the front, available in a light and a dark version. Next up is the TPP crew shirt. From the beginning, we realized this is not us talking about stuff and you guys listening. We're all part of this together. We're commenting together, we're communicating, emailing, things like that. So we wanted to include you guys. You guys are the crew for this and give you something to rep it. So we've got the hoodie, we've got the t-shirt, big logo in the middle, nice quality shirt. Really excited for that one too. Take pictures. If you guys wear this stuff, take pictures on it. Next up, and this is probably my personal favorite, the Tale of the Dragon shirt. Wearing it now. This shirt, it's very special to me. I designed this to surprise the guys when we went on our original road trip to the Tale of the Dragon back when this whole thing started at episode one. I designed the shirt to show the root of the Tale of the Dragon, but also have the saying underneath it, Hic Sunt Dracones. It's Latin for there be dragons. I realize I probably butchered the pronunciation. Don't come at me. So this saying used to be put on medieval maps in areas that hadn't been explored yet. And so it was this warning, there be dragons, there's stuff over there we don't know about, only for the brave to kind of go out and venture and find. So this was kind of my saying for the podcast to say, hey, we haven't done podcasting before. This is kind of uncomfortable for all of us to be in front of a camera and do this, but let's go after it. Let's be bold and let's do it. So Hic Sunt Dracones has kind of been the saying for this thing. We weren't going to print this for anybody. This was just going to be our thing. But we realized you guys have been commenting in the topics that we talk about, emailing, showing us your builds. It's been really cool. So we wanted to open this one up. We're going to do a one-time print of this one. Limited time only. You guys can get the Tale of the Dragon shirt, be a part of the original community here from the beginning. And then the final design here, probably one of our coolest. This guy. This is my garage shirt. Right? Available in both a t-shirt and a hoodie. This thing is white on purpose. It's designed to get dirty. We want this to get stained. We want to see oil dry all over the shoulder or the other shoulder if you're left-handed. We want to see the streak marks of when you wiped your glove. This thing's designed to get stained the more you work on your car to show, hey, I'm working on my car. This isn't something that I just bought and put together. This is something I put blood, sweat, and tears in. Probably more tears than we all want to admit. This guy's specifically designed for all of us to share photos together. So if you guys get one of these shirts, please tag us in the photo. We're going to share it on our website. We want to have a carousel going of all of our project guys out there working on stuff. We've got a dad hat, we've got a beanie, and we've got stickers. All this stuff, we could have bought like cheap shirts and just put a logo on it. That's not how we roll. We wanted this to be your new favorite shirt. Not just your new favorite car shirt, your new favorite shirt. Visit thirdpedalpodcast.com today. Place your order. This shirt's only going to be available for a limited time. The other designs might sell out fast. We don't really know. Place your order. When you get it, tag us in photos of it. We're really excited, you guys. Thank you so much for listening over the last year. The growth over the past few months has been ridiculous. We're so thankful for all of you tagging your friends, sending the podcast to people you know, sharing it with coworkers or friends. It's been huge. It's been overwhelming to see the amount of support. And we're really thankful for all you guys joining in our crew. It's been neat. You guys are all part of this now. Tag us in videos that you see all over the internet, articles that you see. Share fail videos, share your builds, and listen to new episodes every Monday, available on Spotify, on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, on everywhere you listen to podcasts, on TikTok, on Instagram, and all that jazz. Thank you so much, and back to the episode now.
There's an awesome Facebook group, Fail of the Dragon. I joined right afterwards, and they just post the fun. There's like this whole culture yeah. around yeah. Tale of the Dragon, like so don't touch funny. The mustard, which is like the yellow lines.
Really?
Don't That's touch the mustard. Awesome. Watch for clippings, which is like, I think grass clippings is what understand it as, because especially on bikes,
yeah,
can slip
yeah.
you off really well. So there's like a lot of really funny stuff. If you've, I think it's funnier if you've been
yeah.
there
yeah.
and then get in that group, and there's the funniest That's stuff. So People funny. Are posting every day. They're posting stuff.
Okay.
So I got some videos to share.
Okay. Yeah, let's run through it.
Just to kind of warn, but not warn everybody. Like,
yeah.
None of these are like people were seriously injured.
Okay.
Because those aren't funny to me.
Right.
Like fail videos could go so far.
Right.
Well, to a point. Sometimes someone gets really hurt, and then their reaction makes it funny. They're like, whatever. Right.
Especially if they're the people who post it later. Then it's obviously fine.
But seeing like footage of a crash is not that funny a lot of times.
Right.
So, anyways, just to warn you, like, don't be too worried.
These are not anybody who's in memory of Boots or on top of the tree.
Ideally, we're not getting flagged. That's kind of our goal with stuff we show. Like, we don't want to get taken down, flagged, whatever. So, anyways, with that said, we want to do this like a make it or break it.
Yeah.
I'll pause it. Okay. Yeah, so guess what's going to happen.
This week's episode of Make It or Break It features the Fail of the Dragon.
Fail of the Dragon. Ready? Okay. I got it. Some of these are pretty quick. Oh, yes.
Oh!
Okay.
Is that a Grom?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, I know it's not going to go well, but goodness.
He is in the air.
It looks like he took that apex wrong and then got slingshotted to the outer side. No, and he did not touch the mustard. He put the whole bottle on this.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Are we ready?
I think so.
Let's start it over just to get the full effect.
Oh my God. Good pause, dude.
I'm just gonna turn this down a little bit.
Oh,
so close, but
holy cow.
What I think, he cuts it and then like rides the frame from the jump.
Wow. So he keeps it
together
that much.
Yeah. Jeez. Keeps it together. Doesn't fail.
No, thank you.
All right. Next one. Oh, this is not a, oh yes, this is, this is, okay. So this is just kind of funny, but related to the Tale of the Dragon too. So I'm just going to play this one because it's so quick. So, you know, that's like the Honda commercial sound, you know, everything. So that's the Civic pulling out of the factory. And then,
oh my gosh,
just
for it to jump by hitting the outer side of the wheels like that and then just go there. It literally looks like the speed, like the Mach 5 doing the little junk.
Yeah. Oh, it's intense. Okay. So here's
these bike ones freak me out.
It was mostly
watching the guys on the bikes when we were there.
Dude,
maybe so. They go every time hard, I see too. Dumb motor people doing dumb stuff on bikes in general, I'm like, I don't want to have to see like a bike wreck. Like, I don't want to witness that. Freaks me out. So I'm
there's nothing between you and the rest of the world when you're on a bike, at least in a car. Not that you're, if you're falling off a cliff on the Tail of the Dragon, there's not much that can
you kinda
save
wish
you.
On a bike, so just like
get it done faster. But, anyways, so this is I'll just let you, this is a little bit longer, so I'll try and pause it in the right spot. These guys are ripping after each other.
Now that I know that term, I'm just going to say it all the time. I'm like, I got mustard on there.
He touched the mustard. So,
what am I doing? Am I guessing what's happening?
Yeah, make it or break it.
Oh, okay. I thought these were all break it at first, so now I'm confused.
They're fitty.
Okay, so,
because people just post like all of their stuff from Fail the Dragon. Sometimes they're cool videos. Yeah. Sometimes they're fails. And
I think he's going to lay it down. I think he's laying it down in the
layer down is another term from the group. Layer
is
down.
It?
Yeah. add a layer down.
Oh.
It's saved it.
It's so close.
Oh my gosh.
It's so close. Just play that end part again.
Yeah.
Here, bring it over here a little more.
Oh, yeah. So he's here. We can zoom it a little bit easier.
Man,
he's going through that curve, basically drifts it and almost yeets him off of there.
Holy
into the
cow.
Woods.
That catch too. I'm surprised he didn't like whip the other way.
So this guy says, this is Noah Jones. I guess I'll shout him out. He posted this up. He said, too much horsepower, about send me to the promised land.
Holy cow.
Yep.
Dude, no, thank you.
All right. Here is, so it's mostly bikes.
I miss this road so much. We got
to
go back.
I know. We need to. Especially with your WRX now.
Yeah.
And my car is tuned up more now. Yep. Like, it would be so much fun just to chase each other down.
It'd be so much fun.
Would make me so nervous, though.
Dude.
Because, like,
if
now
we're
not in the same car.
Pushing each other in it.
Yeah. We'll need to do all the stuff
we
you
can
said.
Get a couple Miatas, then it's not like they can go that fast. So
I don't want to crash into a Miata, though.
Just flip upside down and then just.
All right. So,
wallet
this
it.
One. So, we'll do a make it or break it on here, too.
Okay. Oh no. I think I see what trajectory is happening here. Maybe he saves it though. Maybe he goes. I'm going to have faith in the motorcycle driver. I think second dude coming in, he seems like he goofed the apex real bad. Oh no.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's going to go around the other side of the car. That's what I'm hoping for.
Oh! It's so close.
Oh my gosh.
He's like kissing their mirror, right?
He didn't hit their mirror.
I don't think so. I don't think he even hit it. But
oh my god!
He did a little lean over real quick.
It's like he put it up level, like as soon as he got next to it. Cause, oh man. Yeah. Could you imagine being in that car? Cause it's just like a traverse. Like they're not, they're just like, oh, look at the scenery.
They're looking at
it's
the
really
scenery.
Nice.
Yeah.
They look, then all of a sudden they're like, ah!
Then, you know? Guys right here just passing the window. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least the guy doesn't have to stop to go to the bathroom anymore.
Let me see how long. Yeah, right. Okay.
Oh boy. On this week's Beamer. Oh, that's a nice looking one.
I know all these are, they all look like they're gonna be very bad.
I have no clue. It's a BMW, so he breaks it for sure.
Okay.
I'm gonna say he like loses it though. Like he loses a little traction. And then and then overcorrects and goes the other way.
What?
That was close, right?
Oh my
so
gosh.
This, I think that was a Camaro.
Yeah, it looked like a Camaro. Was he just getting to the other lookout or whatever?
No, I think he missed the... Either he was going too fast and couldn't turn to get this tight curve, right?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Because he's going... The Camaro is going to the outside and almost goes off the edge. Is that insane?
That's terrifying.
That one was super tight.
I thought it was, you know, like the situations there. So like a lot of these, there's a lot of turnouts because it's a scenic view, obviously. So like there's places where there's parking lots on both sides. And we had done that, especially where we saw that, whatever that Toyota thing was, the little thing. That had The guy's like, hey, do you want to hear my rev limiter? We're like, yes. Of course. But like in that, I thought it was maybe that he was trying to get to the other side of one of those and then do that. But
possibly.
It the second time, there's definitely a road that curves and he's just like,
I took it too fast. We felt, I mean, I was
like, we didn't get that
proud of the Audi for turning as good as it did, but I don't think we pushed it that hard.
No, we barely got into like understeer territory, but like, cause like Audis do that anyway, but we didn't experience anything sketchy, but enough to know, I don't know, enough to know that that was not far off from what we were experiencing, but
We didn't have any close calls or anything, which I'm grateful for, but just see those and like, which I'm glad I saw these all after we went in a way.
Oh, we did that the night after, didn't we? Didn't we go drive it and then we came back and watched fails and we're like, we're really happy we didn't do that in the other order.
Those were freaking scary time and overreacting and all that stuff. So
nuts.
Anyways, a couple fun videos.
That's a great make it or break it this week. The fail of the dragon.
Awesome. Fail the dragon.
So because this is our 1 year episode, theoretically we're 1 year smarter with car stuff now because we've been forced to look it up and talk about it every week. So we're gonna run through an ultimate German car quiz.
All right.
Because we have an Audi and a Porsche flag behind us. Yeah. We're kind of Euro car people.
We should know this stuff.
We should. Theoretically, we should know. All right. So we're going to post the picture, the prompt next to what we're going through. Highly encourage you, especially if you're watching this with friends, pause it, guess. And after you get through the video, submit your scores. There might be a giveaway in it for you. I don't know. So definitely participate. We want to hear how you guys do.
Cheating on the scores.
Yeah. Do not be Googling.
This is an honor system, though. So if you do, I mean,
so
can't really change it.
Here we go.
Number one,
what was the original engine size of the Mark 1 Golf GTI? Also, there's going to be pushback on if it's MK1 or Mark 1, but it's definitely Mark 1. So everybody people say MK.
Oh, okay. That's learning something new.
Yeah apparently there's that niche. So what was the original size? The options are 1.2 liter, 1.4 liter, 1.6, or 1.8.
I'm gonna go 1.8. I know that's like a Audi Volkswagen thing they've had for up until probably 2004 or 5 when they switched to 2.0s.
I know for sure that the 1.8 existed in the Mark 3s.
Yep.
I thought that it was smaller before though. In the original one in the early 80s.
You take a guess, I'll take a guess. We'll see who's right. And whoever wins gets some free merch. Deal?
Let's see. I think it was... Now let's go 1.8. My hesitation is I'm kind of leaning towards 1.4.
Well, we can click whatever. It's going to tell us the right answer after we do it, right?
I don't know. I don't know if it does it at the end or not.
Well, we'll learn.
Let's go 1.8. Okay.
1.8. Wrong.
1.6.
1.6. Interesting.
Oh, I didn't give enough time for people pausing. I will do that next time. Okay.
You get a freebie.
Boom. Freebie. Everyone.
So this is the first one.
This is just the practice.
1.6 liters, while other examples featured a similar
one. Went to the 1.8. So they started at 1.6. Interesting. Okay, cool. Well, 0-1. Here we go. What is the fastest SUV around the Nürburgring? Before we answer this, when was this made? 3 years ago, this was made.
Okay, so there might be some updates since then.
Okay, so what is the fastest SUV around the Nürburgring? We have either a Mercedes AMG GLC 63S. Stop naming cars like that.
I was just going to say, make it shorter. I don't know what all... I'm sure some Mercedes guys like, we know it means
literally,
this.
It's twice as long.
Russian, not German. Whatever.
So then we've got the Porsche Cayenne Turbo. the BMW X5 M and the VW Touareg V10 TDI.
V10 TDI. Jeez, that thing's got to put out some torque, huh?
Yeah, that's the one that they tow the Boeing with.
Oh, yeah.
Commercial. So I don't think it's that one.
No, that can't be that fast.
That's a torque monster. It's not fast.
Well, it's got to be the Cayenne or the...
Or the AMG, right?
Yeah, because the BMW is pretty heavy. Yeah. So the X5 M, that's probably a V8 is my guess. Yep. Same with the GLC.
If it's 3 years old, too, yeah, it's the V8.
The GLC 63S, yep. I'm guessing is Mercedes V8. And then the Porsche Cayenne Turbo is a twin turbo V6, I believe.
Yep. Yeah, I believe so.
I'm going to go with the Porsche.
I'm going to, too. That's kind of where I'm leaning.
Sounds like the fastest car.
Yeah, because these two are more luxury brand cars. Right. I don't think they're specifically, other than the M and the AMG, I don't think they're, I think that's more
trim-level stuff. They're high horsepower, but they're, I think it seems like they're more focused on, we're about to be told, it seems like they're more focused on.
So that's our guess. We're going to guess Porsche Cayenne Turbo.
Pause now, take your guess, tally your score.
Okay, here we go.
Oh,
wow.
Wow, it's the AMG, huh?
Whoa. It has the record, but it might not hold for too long. Okay.
That weird tell thing us much. To say. So cool. that one is not what I pictured for the Mercedes. Right. I was picturing their bigger SUV, right?
Me too.
So we just don't know Mercedes that well. Yeah. But the GLC 63, that's a pretty small like crossover type SUV sort of thing. Similar to the Cayenne.
Interesting. Okay.
You know, the Cayenne is like a sportback type of, it's not like a full size SUV. It's a compact SUV.
Yeah, the Cayenne's the big one.
Is it really?
Yeah, the Cayenne's the same as the Q7.
Cayman?
Macan.
Macan, thank you. Smaller one. That's what I'm thinking of. All right.
Interesting, though. Okay, it's 0 for 2. That's all right. That's all right. We can get this. Oh, here we go. All right. When was the Audi TT first on sale? Is it 96, 98, 2000, or 2002?
Oh.
I know
it was before 2000.
Correct.
Because I was looking at a 99 way back, and that was like a first gen.
Yep.
So I'm going to go 98.
I'm going to go 98 as well. Okay. I think it's around the B. Well, wait a minute, though. That was the first B5 came out in 98. They definitely did not have a TT then.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. The early B5s, I think maybe at the end of B5.
The thing is with this, though, I've for sure seen a 99. So it can't be 2000.
You have. Yeah. You have for sure seen a 99.
Now I don't know for sure. But I was pretty sure. But I don't know if
you could, because looking at this generation, that does have similarities to the like Tyler's A6.
Like right, kinda, which
it
was
kinda
like
has that late, front end.
Which was what was it? What is his?
I think it's 2003.
Okay.
But like that, but I mean that is the same front end as what was on the 98 A6.
Yep.
So it could be that. I don't think it was. I don't think it's 96 for sure. It's definitely not 96. I don't think it was as late as 2002.
Okay. Choose what you want. I think 98.
Guess is 98. If you've seen a 99, I have faith in you. Let's go 90. All right. So pause. Our guess is 1998. Pick your answer. And we're back.
Yes.
Boom. All right. We
nailed
it.
Good job.
Awesome.
I lost confidence in that answer. Like,
wow.
As we're asking the years these are released.
I wasn't worried until I said B5. And then I was like, oh, I don't know, man.
Yeah. Cause B5 was 98 through 2000.
Right.
Right. Or 2001 maybe.
Wow. I didn't know they released those at the same time.
Yeah. 98.
I think if you hadn't given me answers and you told me to guess, I would have said 2004. I think that's where I would have put it.
2002.
No, I would have said 4. If you haven't given me.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You said 2004. Yeah. Yeah. I gotcha.
All right.
Well, 2008, they switched to the updated body style, right? Like they kept it pretty
really,
similar.
That long ago?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah. Not the one today, obviously.
No, no, no.
They've switched it 3 or 4 times.
No,
since
but they
now,
sharpened but, it a little bit at that point. All right. So question 4. How much horsepower did the Trabant have?
I don't even know what a Trabant is.
That follow-up question. What the heck
is
what a Trabant?
Is a Trabant? Does the first answer say 6?
It says so here's our options. 6 horsepower, 11 horsepower, 40, or 25.
Just to clear it up for people listening only, the Trabant is not a lawnmower. Despite the horsepower figures we were just given, this is a full, I mean, it's probably really tiny, but it's a coupe. Who made the Trabant?
It's a series of small cars produced from 57 to 91 by the East German car manufacturer. Don't know how to say that. Whole bunch of German words. 4 different models were that. Interesting. Okay. Never heard of that before, but let's guess here. My theory on multiple choice questions like this is it's always the second highest. So I'm going to guess 25.
That seems like a fair.
Does that seem okay? Because I cannot imagine 6. All right, let's try that.
Nice.
Boom.
Nice guess.
It holds true. It's how I got through high school. Just kidding. As we're homeschooled. So sorry, Mom.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom, for making B the only answer.
All right, question 5. Which German vehicle was this year's F1 safety car?
I was trying to watch.
Wow.
The F1 Netflix documentary on the plane when I flew to Florida.
Yeah.
And I couldn't download it in time. So I probably would have known this.
Bummer.
Sorry, my research failed.
Okay, so this is 3 years ago, too. So
okay. So I would have run anyways.
What is the car?
So it's definitely a Mercedes, right?
Yeah. Is also, they all seem like the same car.
Except for Opel. Oh, yeah, because so is it a Mercedes SLS AMG? Is it a Mercedes AMG GTR? Is it a Mercedes AMG GTS or an Opel Vectra 4x4? Now, because Opel is the only one that's not Mercedes, it's right. got me thinking it's that one.
Oh, really?
Kind of.
Interesting.
But I think that would be too obvious, right?
I think so.
The only one not Mercedes.
I think so, yeah.
And the picture shows Mercedes.
Right. But maybe that's leading.
Could be.
I'm going to lean towards the GTS because I think that's the AMG GTS Coupe. That's the big... Like the one that the Island Boys should have gotten.
Oh, it's the safety car, not one. Car isn't an actual Indy car.
No. Okay. It's the safety car that goes out like for the yellow flag and stuff.
Also, we're not allowed to mention them anymore.
Who?
Island Boys.
Oh, wasn't it?
Because that's annoying.
Oh, those who should not be named. It's the one that they should have gotten. Yeah, we covered that. We put that to bed.
We covered that through and through, I think.
All right. What do you think? What's your guess?
I'm like totally lost. I don't know any of this stuff. So let's go GTS.
Okay, GTS.
GTR.
That is the one I was thinking. I don't know the
names. The AMG GTS is the same car. It's just a different trim.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mercedes. Why do you name cars the way that you do?
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
I'm sure every other, like if you're a Mercedes guy, you probably look at.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, right.
They're looking at us like.
You just have to go through the chart or whatever. But there are some, like the Audi names are pretty easy. It's either AS or RS. Or URS if it's older.
Yeah, it's that. And then, well, it used to be, because then it used to be you just had the 4.6 or the 8 chassis.
Right.
And now you've got every number.
Yeah. BMW, I think, has gotten even more confusing, though, because they have like
their numbers don't 1, mean 2, anything 3, with their 4. Engine anymore.
They have like 1 through 8,
yep.
I guess.
Yep.
And some of them are SUVs. Some of them are cars.
Right. So weird.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Anyways,
got that one wrong.
Question 6. What's the engine code for the power plant in the BMW M240i?
Ooh, M240i 3 years ago, that's an N54.
N54?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm totally with you because I know nothing about BMW engines.
Oh, what was it?
It's a B58.
Oh, I didn't know they were using B58 already 3 years ago.
Interesting.
Because the B58, I believe, is what's in the new Supra.
Oh.
And the
interesting.
BMW Z4.
Yeah. Those. Interesting.
Weird. I didn't know they were using that because I know the N54, like you BMW guys probably like, how could you not know this? But the N54 is like kind of an iconic straight six turbo motor.
Right.
That was like, I think, the first twin turbo straight six power plant in the BMWs, the 3 series. They have them in the 330s.
Yeah.
The M3, I think, was V8 until recently.
Yeah, I don't think the M3 ever got. Until now. I don't think I ever got the twin turbo thing.
But that's like Tyler's what did he have? 335i?
335, you're right.
That one had the twin turbo straight six. Yep. It sounded insane. Yep. So
then what it says here, while the newer M235i had the N55 engine, the M240i uses the newer B58.
Gotcha.
Interesting.
All right. I was thinking of the 235i. It's got me.
Oh, I like this question though. Don't know the answer though. How many turbos does a Gumpert Apollo have?
Another question. What is a Gumpert Apollo? Because that looks nuts.
It looks very
Isn't
nice.
It funny when, because there are like a few very iconic supercars.
Yep.
And any other supercar that comes out that is like against the, or really just doesn't follow either a McLaren, a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, or a Porsche type of styling just looks so weird. Like this looks more Bugatti-esque than anything.
This is like a video game car. Still, that's what I always go back to.
This is like it's like a GTA supercar. Yes. They didn't get the licensing for any of them, so they had to make their own.
400 miles an hour in the game, and you're like, well, sweet.
So whatever that is, how many turbos does it have? None, 1, 2, or 4.
Right.
I'm going to go 4.
Me too.
Just because 4 turbos would be really cool.
All right. Submit your guess. And
2. 2. Okay.
Oh, interesting. You use the Audi 4.2 liter twin turbo V8 for massive power output.
Sweet.
Interesting. Dude, it's that got might going have to doors be and everything.
Oh, sweet. It might have to be a little deal breakdown we do. Or
yeah, build breakdown? Yeah.
What was I trying to say? What have we called it before?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think we called it anything.
We might have to deep dive into that one a little bit in another episode.
Dive under the hood. And next
week. There we go. Let's get cheesy with it. All right.
Full Wisconsin style. Get cheesy.
Oh, guess the car.
8 of 15. All right. Guess the car. Okay, it's either a Lamborghini Huracan, BMW Z1, TT RS Roadster, or an Audi R8 Spider. Okay. That's it's definitely not a Z1, I don't think. Definitely, I don't think
I'm trying
in the
to
same
figure
sense.
Out where it is. It looks like it could be like rear engine bay venting, right? Because it's kind of got grill sort of stuff.
Yep. There's a seam there, so I think that might be the trunk.
Yeah.
Which would put it Lamborghini.
Let's see if you're on the same length. Does this look like it's like the side of the rear, like if the middle of the car, it's like the back side. Does it look like that to you, or does it look like the straight middle?
It looks. So I was picturing this as end of roofline and trunk hatch.
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
If it's okay, if it's the Huracan, if it's the R8 Spider, I could see this being the very end. Like if this is the lid that the convertible goes into, the convertible top goes into, and then this is the trunk hatch on top of it with the vents and everything.
All right, because
that's why
it's
this,
a Spider. Okay,
right,
okay.
Because this wouldn't have vents because this is holding
a TTRS Roadster. Is the Roadster there convertible? You can't Google it. That's cheating.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is super cheating. No, you're right.
Let's Google all the cars, see what they look like.
A Roadster wouldn't have that, though, because the Roadster has the weird... It's much stubbier.
It's too, like, intense, venty stuff to be... For whatever reason, I feel like it's a Z1.
Really?
I don't know why, though.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I'd go Z1.
You think R8 Spider?
I would go
R8 Spider.
Let's go R8 Spider. I don't think that's the Huracan lines. I think that's the R8. All right. Submit your guess.
Nice!
We finally got one.
Where is it on the R8? It must be the rear.
Did you get it right?
Yeah, I think actually,
it's
we did.
It's after that deck lid, I think, where the top goes down into. I think it's the back, because that thing can't do any heat dissipation for the engine. Oh, dumb thing that I just said, though. Yeah, it is a rear engine, right? Yeah, it is. Okay. I said that, and I was like, oops.
Like, oh, no, the internet heard me.
Okay, 9 of 15. There's 15 questions here. We might only get through one quiz.
Yeah, we should get through quick.
All right. This VW XL1 was sold at auction recently, but how much did it go for? What the heck even is it? So
and
for
it's
those
in,
listening,
what is that
yeah.
in pounds? Is that what those dollars
yeah.
are?
Yeah. So it's either going to be $75,120, $40,315.
I don't know, dude.
$103,167. These are all so specific. 103? Should we go that? Or $201,394?
Just so random. 103.
See, we already guessed the second highest, though. I think we might need to go second lowest for this one.
What's second lowest?
We're just going complete quiz strategy. We're not going educated guess at all. All right, that's our guess.
It was the second, highest. We should have stuck to the process. We could have had it. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom.
What even is this?
I don't know. Oh, 795 kilogram ultra aerodynamic. Ultra. Why can't I say that word? Ultra aerodynamic Volkswagen.
795 KA. I don't think. Is that KG or KA?
KG.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah. I can't read it from here.
Interesting. Okay. 10 or 15. Which Alpina is this? Oh, man. Okay. Wait a minute. I was looking
at that. Alpina, whatever. They have their own labels for stuff.
Okay. So I think
B7 sticks out to me for some reason, but I don't know why.
Okay. But that's how they do keep their naming structure the same as far as 7, 3, and 5.
Oh, so that'd have to be a 7 series.
Is it a 7 series or a 5 series?
It looks. It's tough. The little scoop behind the front wheel looks 5 series ish.
Yep.
But
it looks very wide. Is there anything we can see from in here?
The Trevor?
No.
Does he look unhappy?
Is there a laptop? No, that's a. I don't know. Which one is that? Do you think it's a 5 or a 7 series?
Let's go 5.
Go B5. 5. All right. I'm leaning 5 too. All right. B5 is our guess.
Nice.
Yes. All right. Cool. Redeeming ourselves a little bit.
Nice. Oh, it's a wagon too. That's cool.
Oh man, closest you get to an M5 estate. I'll take it. It's an Alpine.
What's an estate? Is that
that's their wagon terminology.
Oh, that's cool. Isn't that interesting? They have such cool language for stuff over there.
Yeah,
an M5 estate.
Right.
A saloon. Right. Isn't that the sedan?
Yes.
Saloon?
Yeah. All right.
That's
cool. All right. 11 of 15.
That's
what the
ugly.
Heck is that? Which company made this car?
And why should
Opel,
be the next part of
Mercedes,
it.
Volkswagen, or Porsche?
I'm going Opel.
It's got to be, right? That's not any of the other ones. It's got to be
looks
Opel.
Looks like a Mitsubishi logo.
Yeah,
let's go Opel.
What? The C88 was a concept for the Chinese market.
Okay, that makes sense.
And we're glad that the Panamera never looked like this. Wow.
Dude, what's it called? The Porsche C88?
Yeah. Is this actually a thing?
It says it's a concept.
No freaking way.
So it's under a different, like it's not Porsche
it's
branded.
It's like an alternate brand for them. Wow.
That is so ugly.
It's so bad.
Dude,
it's
what
for
year
those
is
listening,
this?
It looks like a Toyota Echo, but worse.
It does. It does. Wow, that is so bad.
It's got to be early 90s, right? 94.
Yep. Yeah, 94.
Interesting.
Man, look at the interior. Okay,
that's
it's horrible, but it's also kind of sick.
Right.
Just because it's like
it probably
super round, bubbly, like 90s, like even the all gray plus like the orange seats.
That is kind of
I don't know. That is so funny.
Could you imagine
funny.
Going through the Porsche factory? and like going through the well, Earthy Museum.
Museum. Then, yeah. Oh, this is China car history. Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Wow.
Never would have guessed that. Wow. Sorry, Opel. We thought wrongly of you. All right. 12 of 15. Speaking of Opel. When was their last season in DTM? Do you remember that grid racing game we used to have?
Mm-hmm.
I think this was in it as one of them. This gave me weird, like, yeah, throwback
vibe. It's super nostalgic too. Looking car. Yeah.
Okay. When was the last season in DTM?
2006.
Yeah. I was leaning that too. Interesting. All right. Here we go.
This vibe. Oh, we were close. Closer than 2011, 2012. Right. I was just thinking, that looks like a shot from the game. Is it not?
No, I think it's a real shot.
Is that a real shot?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's real. The mirror shadows and stuff. And the look at the outline shadow under the car. Right. Okay. It's got to be. That was their last season in DTM, and it was going to be replaced by MG until the British brand collapsed that year.
Oh.
Sad.
Rip, MG.
I love the single vertical windshield wiper thing. Yes. Super impractical, but yes. Very cool. All right. 13 to 15. Raymar, what is the size of the engine in the BMW 540 E39?
Easy.
4.4.
What?
Like, yeah, it's 4.4, 4.0.
Didn't they?
It's a V8.
Yeah, but in the E39s, didn't the number still mean something?
Oh, that is a good point.
I don't know, though. I'm not familiar at all with the engine other than I thought that they still honored the naming structure. I thought
it was 4.4, but maybe they use a 4.4 in something else.
I really think it's 4.0.
I think it's 4.4. You think it's 4.0. Just choose one.
Split the baby 4.2.
No. Choose one of ours, and then...
It's an E39. That's an old one. I think they still stuck with it. Let's go 4.0. Oh,
got it.
Good job. That was on
you. I don't know why I knew that.
Score between
well,
us.
Yeah. Well, we can go back and guess different. I had a friend who had an E39 540i that was basically kitted out as an M5. Like, if you didn't know better, you'd think it's an M5.
Gotcha.
And that thing was so fun to drive.
That's
just like
crazy.
The V8 power. It's a pretty heavy sedan, a long sedan, but it drove really nice.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Look at this dumb piece of BMW trivia. The 535, the 40, and the M5 all use the 4.4 liter. So what your numbers mean, buddy?
Well, the Audi numbers don't mean anything either, though.
They used to, though,
because mine's the 3.
Yeah,
and it doesn't have a 3 liter or a 3 cylinder
it's a chassis code thing with them, though.
Oh,
like
okay.
The number's the chassis, and then you have the A, the S, and the R.
So we were talking about Mercedes before. I'm sure theirs are the same way. Like every single thing denotes something else, but we just don't know.
But
BMW
is out in left field. No one knows. Yes. 40. All right.
Wow.
14 to 15. Oh, no.
Oh, where was the Audi RS2 finished?
Where was the Audi RS2 finished?
What?
Ingolstadt said that wrong. You say these. You have a German wife.
I'm not going to try that one. Nekasarium?
Chattanooga.
Definitely not Chattanooga.
Zuffenhausen.
Oh, Zuffenhausen's got to be. That's the most German sounding one.
No, isn't. Okay, so I know Stuttgart is the thing that's on the Porsche badge because this is finished by Porsche. This isn't by Audi anymore. This is the Audi Porsche collab.
Okay.
So it's
going to
be a Porsche thing. I want to say it's Ingolstadt. I think that's
you
where they're
put some stank on it.
Huh?
Put some stank on it when you say it.
You got to say it. I don't know how to stank.
Ingolstadt.
Yikes.
Yeah, try it. It's fun.
Just switch the background to red here.
Hey. Okay. All right. Easy.
All right. Is that our guess? I don't know that this is a place. Zuffenhausen sounds like a place, but I don't think it's.
Let's do Ingolstadt. Zuffenhausen.
Although it was partly built by Audi, the RS2 was finished at Porsche's Zuffenhausen site. Oh, interesting. Okay. Previously, the Mercedes 500e was made. Okay.
Interesting.
Weird fact.
I didn't know Porsche made the 500.
Me either. That
Mercedes?
Prompts a whole other research trail. Okay. And last question. What the heck?
What? Just what is this?
Oh, interesting. Which of these German car companies is the oldest?
Oh.
Okay. Whatever the frick that first.
Wait. Try to read
Fulda.
That one.
Elektromaschinenbau. Maschinenbau. Oh, so it's a joke, right? Elektromaschinenbau Fulda.
I don't know if that's a joke. That
Porsche,
might be
Volkswagen,
one.
BMW.
Which one is oldest? I don't think BMW beat Volkswagen or Porsche, and I think Volkswagen was before Porsche, right?
Yes. Volkswagen was definitely before Porsche because Porsche was that's when they started making the boxer engines performancey.
Yeah.
However, Volkswagen and BMW both were like big like Nazi machinery producers. Like BMW's original logo is a propeller. Like it's a propeller for a plane. Cause that like was
their really?
Thing. Yeah.
BMW.
And then Volkswagen was, I mean, they also had a Nazi flag with them. And they
not a great history.
A lot of history.
You know, I just saw it wasn't trivia, but it was a post. Ford also had some involvement in some of that.
Yes, I did. I heard
actually,
about that
it was
too.
A TikTok I saw.
Oh, really?
It was like reading what was Henry Ford?
Yeah.
Reading his like diary.
Yeah.
Like, my good friend Adolf needed help. And I was like, and it was like, okay. But I think they had some involvement in that. Anyways, I'm going to go Volkswagen. I think Volkswagen was first.
You think they were the first ones?
Yeah. You can choose one. We'll see who's right.
Okay. I'm going to, well, let's pick Volkswagen. I think
if it's Electro Makanawa, whatever,
dude,
that first one,
that,
I'm going
to. I think it's BMW. Let's go Volkswagen. I think that BMW did the plane stuff. I think if we're talking cars, car company, I think BMW did it first, but I think Volkswagen did cars first. I think that's how it breaks down. Let's go car.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, it was. Ooh. They were founded back in 1916. Didn't start making cars until 28. So can you look up quick, when was Volkswagen founded? When did Volkswagen start making cars? Just say, I guess, Volkswagen founding. That'd be the interesting thing. Because they didn't do plane stuff.
So 1949 was Volkswagen. First sold to the United States.
Oh,
that's not what I asked.
When did Volkswagen
founded in 1937.
Interesting. So they were 10 years behind BMW?
Porsche was 1931. So Porsche was first.
Whoa. Okay, interesting. Okay, well, BMW was ahead of by a lot. And they did the plane
stuff
earlier.
Audi was 1909.
Well, they weren't. They didn't throw Audi in there, but
I know.
I'm just
saying,
super confused
like,
now.
That's. All right.
Bummer. All right. Well, what do you think our final score was? We didn't pass.
Not great. I'm going to guess.
15?
That hurt like a butt cheek on a stick.
All right. It's not a high bar to beat, but guys, if you.
We got a 26%. That's not great. Yeah.
All right.
If you
beat our score,
yeah.
And those were tough, though.
They
those
were
weren't
really
like,
hard questions.
Oh, what does. How many. Well, I guess they had how many liters.
Right.
But like, what cylinders is in this car? Or,
okay. Honor system, post your actual answers, because are we really that dumb or is this
or were these that hard
or were these
questions?
That hard?
Yeah
post your answers in the comments below. We want to see, we're going to do some sort of giveaway.
Hey,
with
post
whoever
where you're
it.
From too.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Like what even if you just want to do what country you're from, because I think this website is
they're based
in the
UK,
right?
Yeah,
so they might have, that's a little closer to home.
Yeah,
they might have a little bit different knowledge of when those cars were started, what they had, stuff like that.
Yep,
that's all very like Eurocentric vehicle. Obviously we took a German car quiz, but that's where they're coming from too. So
interesting.
I don't know, if I feel like if someone's like, yeah, I had a 15 out of 15, how do you guys not know that stuff? And you're from the UK, it'd be like, okay, or from Germany,
right.
It might be a little bit more
that would be
common knowledge.
Yeah, but yeah, take it, pause it. I hope you paused it as you went along with us. Honor system. If we see a bunch of 15 to 15s, we're just gonna ignore you. But unless you have a good reason for it. But post it below, we'll do some sort of giveaway with you guys. But anyway. That went way longer than I thought it was. So let's just, we'll wrap it there. We're already close to an hour. So.
Oh, gosh. All
so
right.
Let's, we'll call it. But yeah, anyway, thanks for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us for our 1-year anniversary episode.
Yeah.
Like we said, thirdpedalpodcast.com. Just finished creating the site, launching the merch store. So go in there, show some love. Know that all this stuff, like we're not looking to, like we're not trying to do this as a way like, oh, we're going to make tons of money and everything. Like this is literally a way that we're going to try to improve the podcast experience. It's going to allow us to do more things for the community. And we, like we said, not giving too many details, but we're trying to figure out some pretty significant ways to give back in ways that we've never seen a platform like this do before.
To you guys.
Directly to the car community.
To you guys and help you with your builds.
Right.
So that being said, once you guys get your shirts, it's a pretty quick turnaround time, I'm told, for getting our shirts. So, you know, it's not
and they're
like...
They're all made in USA. Like they're all... Yeah. We're looking... It's very important to us that we partner with companies that have really good values.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these shirts, they're very high quality shirts. We took as much margin out of it as we could possible for us so that it would be affordable. So it's all fulfilled right here within the US. So yeah, it's all right through our website.
Some of you guys listening might even be packing these orders, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, so with that, once you guys get your orders, send us some pictures on our website. Eventually we're going to have a carousel going through of, all of you guys, everybody, as we consider part of our crew,
right.
I guess we want to call them, is going to be on that site. We're going to carousel all those images. So send them in, you know, with your car, whether it's a sticker on your car or a picture of you wearing the shirt,
That's
send
really
it in.
Good.
We're going to have you guys out there as a part of our crew.
Yep. So anyway, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being with us for this first year. We're excited to see what's to come.
See you next time.
Peace.
I got to end it every time.